What's up, boys and girls? It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior. How you doing? All right, it's Manic Monday, and I just witnessed a black cat run across the field of the New York Giants while in mid-game. Fucking fantastic! I love shit like that. It's very exciting and lots of fun. Anyway, so I don't know if that means bad for, you know, the Giants, or is that bad for the Cowboys, who knows, but I hope somebody knocked on some fucking wood. How was your Halloween? Hopefully everybody had their slutty outfits on and their crazy parties and their kids were fucked up on candy, and I was quietly hiding as they were shooting on Mischief Night. And that's that. You know, basically, same shit, different day. You know, people running around in masks, mugging everybody. So I just like to stay inside. I know I haven't spoken to you in a long time, and I apologize for that. But it's very hard to do a show when you're wasted on Benadryl. I have terrible fall allergies. It's like, I guess when the leaves start to rot, pollen seeps out or some shit. And then I live next door to a couple of people who really, really like to fry fish. And that has sent me to the hospital 3 times. So I think I'm going to have to move, which is not really good, you know, because I don't want to keep giving myself EpiPens, you know. It's like doing 6 shots of double espresso, you know. Your heart is like ta-tung, 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 you know. Not good for the body. So anyway, I got some good news. I'm still alive. That's good. You're still alive. That is also good. And we have another guest spot by the Neanderthals. They did a nice little 5-minute sketch for me. I asked them, now give me 5 minutes. They said, okay, Guru. And so once again, ladies and gentlemen, the Neanderthals. See, girl, the Guru. Peace. And I got a couple of call-ins from some people that you know and love. So let's see how that goes as well. So you'll be listening to my friends. You'll be listening to some crazy manic shit from me. And of course, the Neanderthals. So let's see how that goes. Hang in there. One love. Peace. I'm out.
Yeah, what, yo, what a Guru Warrior. Yeah, you want me to freestyle, you said to me about the way you keep it, keep it in the pile. By the way, what you gonna say, I gotta keep it freestyle going. By the way, I'm like a bag in the bay, man. And what you gonna do, man, playing some cornhole with my freaking crew, barbecuing, man, what you gonna do? You better keep a goal together with your purpose and you're keeping your family together, keeping it true. By the way, opposite of false, it's a brother named Boss. What you gonna say? Keeping it like a boss on the flow. I keep it on a microphone, micrometer, man. Keep it kinda detailed. I'm on the flow, by the way, man. See, he failed, no. Never ever again. I'm on the flow, by the way. I'm like who and what and where and when. Like a detective on the flow for sure. Like in the life, keeping it true. Guru.
Hey, Guru. This is Tanika Drake, and I know we saw you on the night of, you know, the SoCal podcast explosion, but I wouldn't come by and drop you a quick message. It was really great. It was such an amazing feeling. It was so nice to meet some podcasters that I've interacted with, but I've never, ever met. Like, I've never met any of these people, and now it makes the connection and the bond even that more strong and important. And now we have faces with names and connections. So it was so great. So next year, I'm really praying and hoping that it will be bigger than this year and that I'll have more podcasters come out. So I'm looking forward to it. And it will be in the same month. It will be in October. So I will talk to you again, Guru. Take care.
Guru, how you been? It's been a long time since I called in your station. I just wanted to give you some well wishes and just drop by. It's a good vibes with Jason B. I know I haven't been dropping by as much as I would like, but life happens. But anyways, I'm binge listening to your station right now. So I'll talk to you later and have a good one. Peace.
La 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 la. Oh, 30,000 in the sky. I'm too up, I'm too high. Rolling 3.5 in my frontal. I like Louis, I like ice. Fendi, Gucci on my wife. Give a fuck about the price, bitch. I want those. You could call me Narcio by nature, separate. Ayy, got these hoes all on the wood like Kiki Shepherd. Ayy. I like Fiji VVS's in my necklace, ay. Wake up to designer Louis V for breakfast, ay. This is not no Quiznos, nigga, don't be throwing subs. I can't fuck with haters, say that salty shit for slugs. If you wanna bust it, baby, who am I to judge? But if you don't, then fuck it, sayonara, keep in touch. Smoking on that AO, got me twisted like tornado. If she say it, say okay, then I'ma make that pussy KO. Couple hollies, couple J-Los, call me Poppy, Kingdom Fuego. Every time I make a track, it's a body, it's a halo. 30,000 in the sky, I'm too up, I'm too high. Rolling 3.5 in my frontal. I like Louis, I like ice. Fendi, Gucci on my wife. Give a fuck about the price, bitch, I want those. 30,000 in the sky, I'm too up, I'm too high. Rolling 3.5 in my frontal. I like Louis, I like ice. Fendi, Gucci on my wife. Give a fuck about the price, bitch, I want those. I was just on Super Bro, now I'm scoring Super Bowl. Not familiar, 244, I can stay on sumo mode. Seen too many funerals, so I'm on my own dose. Gotta let my shooter know in case you talk what you don't know. All she wanna do is party, run that stack up down at Barney's. And I know she on the dick, cause I'ma trip like Rick and Morty. Bitch, don't get me started, I don't know how much it cost me. Bitch, don't get me started, how you want it nice and naughty. 30,000 in the sky, I'm too up, I'm too high. Rolling 3.5 in my frontal. I like Louis, I like ice. Fendi, Gucci on my wife. Give a fuck about the price, bitch, I want those. 30,000 in the sky, I'm too up, I'm too high. Rolling 3.5 in my frontal. I like Louis, I like ice. Fendi, Gucci on my wife. Give a fuck about the price, bitch, I want those. Used to be bandos and broken apartments. Now we see cameras and step on red carpets. This for my trappers that stay autopilot. And all of my baddies that be on they fly shit. Used to be bandos and broken apartments. Now we see cameras and step on red carpets. This for my trappers that stay autopilot. And all of my baddies that be on they fly shit. Like 30,000 and I'm too up. Rolling 3 point in my front. I like Louis, I like Fendi, Gucci on my. Give a fuck about the way, bitch, I want way, way. 30,000 in the sky, I'm too up, I'm too high. Rolling 3.5 in my frontal. I like Louis, I like ice. Fendi, Gucci on my wife. Give a fuck about the price, bitch, I want those, bitch. By nature,
I'm too high.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Bitch, I would though.
If you're not happy, you can leave. Sadly, the American dream is dead.
And it's the land of the free. You stole
dream.
The damn election, now you tell
dream
them both to
is
leave.
Dead.
Told me the Pledge of Allegiance, but ever
dream.
Since a kid I've been beating up my
is dead.
It's the land of milk and honey, with blood
dream
kids, still dirty politics and
is
money.
Dead.
Yeah. Now they
telling me the Browns mad niggas
Dream.
Still fell. Now they fell
Dream
it by the ounce.
Dead.
At night I fall asleep watching TV. I'm dreaming. Ancient aliens got me thinking of the beings.
What?
Might be seeing the way mankind is crazy. Oh. Just yesterday a white nationalist shot a baby. The president's a monster. And the country ran like Contra. The violence and the hate makes America great. Wait, I contemplate moving with my whole family to a better place where the land is understanding me. This is not a fantasy like football or baseball. You're living in the country where the law enforcement hates y'all. And it's okay to spray y'all, waste y'all like time slime. I've seen another black nigga killed right on my timeline. Blind folks like I'm fine, they don't know why I'm crying. Remind me of the high crime rate that's on my side. Damn, a brother died and no one cried. And when I spoke about it, the devil said I lied. Damn, ain't this the land of the free? You stole
Dream.
The damn election that you tell
Dream
us both to
leave. Dead.
So we the pledge of allegiance.
Dream,
a kid, I
Dream
I
is dead.
It's the land of cooking honey with blood.
Dream
dirty politics
is
money.
Dead.
Now they telling me to bounce mad niggas to themselves. Now they tell
Dream
it by the
is
ounce.
Dead. Sadly, the American dream is dead. Sadly, the American dream is dead.
You want to take a picture with me?
Tell them. Disgrace to the world.
Let's just do it and be done, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Lively Stone.
Lively Stone.
Yup. You already know.
Florida, we in here.
Huh?
Avatar on the beat.
7 days. I've been praying all week. These niggas is hoes, refer to him as Mystique. That nigga faking, he ain't really about what he preach. I ain't talking dope, but he be fiending for that D. I'ma be honest, trying to come for me, you got a better chance of pronouncing the last name of Giannis. I'm a champion like Udonis, with the heater, with the Gators. You can catch me with my brothers, going up like elevator. Sayonara, see you later, or maybe I won't. I ride by in the chariot instead of a ghost. Went hard for the Lord, just said I'm doing the most. Kept it real with my nation, not just trying to boast. Revelation 3 and 9, but you don't hear me though. This world's sick, but we the ones with the antidote. Running plays with the scriptures, call it give and go. Real scholars, every verse is an honor roll. Gotta be a Jew to understand these parables. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is who I do it for. Salvation, if you ask me what it's hitting for. I'm storing riches in the place that you don't even know. All state with the hands, they for whoever, bro. If you a troll, I'm that big bad Billy Goat. You good at playing games, Jason Tatum. I'm good at switching lanes on lanes, Jason Statham. Tall, dark, and handsome, I think that's why they hate him. Got game like Atari, bro, but you can never play him. Write songs and I fight good, the same tribe as David. Got anger like I'm Levi, but no, I am not Haitian. Slay beats like I'm Simeon, the boy ain't got no patience. If you play with my family, then your life I will be taking. Paper chasing, gotta keep that scroll on me. Keep a verse for any demon trying to roll on me. These niggas think they ballin', but the price was your soul, homie. This world wicked, but the Lord'll never leave you lonely. Place kicker, the kingdom is the goal, homie. We soundin' alarms, and this is not no drill, won't it? Got all the diamonds in the world, but you still blind. With that 2020 vision, you can't see it's time. Look at your brothers and your sisters, how they all dying. Come in the truth, cause it's morphin' time. You doing wrong like pork rind. Not long, it's a short time. You led astray cause your leader's blind. They couched down like a old line and left you hanging like a clothesline. Ain't nothing changed but the chain. You see the hate still remain. You can see it in they pressing in they clothing line. You know the saying, if I'm lying, I'm flying. And if you know me, I don't play around. I detoured, I was hellbound. They say I am harder than vibranium. These demons, I be slaying them. You pump fake, I be jaying them. Get my power from praising them. That's my key, don't you play with them. Got a legion, he bringing them. Ain't no stopping them, swinging them. He just chopping for laying them. Bye.
Welcome back, welcome back. Don't get your knickers in a twist. I'm coming, I got you boys. the Neanderthals, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to play the rest of my friends because they've been calling me like, yo, 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 Guru, what's going on? You know, so I just wanted them to know that I'm listening, I hear you, and hey, say hello to my friends. Stop by their stations and tell them, hey, the Guru sent me. I ain't do that. Anybody in the Anchor community, anybody in the CastBox community, anybody in Spotify, wherever you're listening, stop by my friend's station, you know, do a little check so that you know when they're coming on again, and make sure you tell them on Twitter that the Guru sent you, because that's really important. It is, because I'm begging them for content, and they need to know that you heard that shit, and I know you did. I see you smiling. Look at you. You got that extra hour of sleep and you ready to go. Some of you didn't even know you got an extra hour of sleep. Up like an hour before you're supposed to be up and you're like, oh shit, I had to turn my clock back. Me, fuck it. I don't care what time of day it is, you know? One of the luxuries of being extremely sick constantly. Not knowing what day or what time it is. However, I do know who the president is. Well, okay, who? He's. Okay, see, so this is a little confusing to me, but yet it makes sense. So let's go back to 1992. Or 92, or whenever Bill Clinton was in office, right? Half of it was either Congress or the Senate said, okay, we're impeaching you. And it's the same thing now. The Democrats have the House, so they voted impeach Donald Trump. So what does that mean? Absolutely fucking nothing. Unless the other half says, yeah, good idea. The only president that ever left after an impeachment was Nixon. And he didn't wait for them to make decisions. He was like, hey, you know what? I quit. I'm out. Peace. This job is too fucking hard. And I think that we will begin to see that the bullying system works both ways. Even Putin is laughing about our voting system. You know, and I think to myself, you know, I take pride in voting because my parents were sprayed to death with water hoses because they're black and they wanted to be able to vote. So if I don't vote, then I'm doing my parents a disservice. Because, you know, they were drenched during riots and shit like that, where they stood up, you know, for Black American rights when they weren't even Black American. They were Caribbean American. You know, they were Black Panthers, Caribbean style, you know. I don't know what that means exactly, you know, but that's just what they were. That's what they did. And so now, this coming Tuesday, I think it is, I'm supposed to be voting on a city level. There's some very important things here in Jersey City that I'm supposed to be voting for, and it has something to do with Airbnb. Okay, apparently Jersey City doesn't want people renting out their apartments to Airbnb because, you know, it's unfair to people who are actually looking for places to live. However, they have $75,000 condominiums in the sky, so let them rent those fucking things. Those, I went to have some lunch with my daughter, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and I noticed that it's starting to look like Manhattan. Down in the middle of Jersey City, I felt like I was in the village. I'm like, where'd all these yuppie people come from? What the fuck is going on? What happened to the Cuban restaurant? What place is this? Because it didn't look familiar to me at all. And so what I did was I went home. I looked online, and beautiful 5-bathroom. Okay, 5-bedroom apartment on the Gold Coast in Jersey City, where I am now. $43,000 a month. That's more than I make in a year. Yeah, $43,000 a month. So I'm like, yeah, well, let's just save up for a whole entire year and spend 1 month living in the lap of luxury. And Mr. G says, we're going to have to do it without lights. Because there's no way we'd be able to afford lights or food or anything else that's like totally necessary, like cable and, I don't know, a place to plug your phone in, you know, things like that. So they're building all of these places where people cannot really afford to live. Let them eat cake, I say. You know, let them rent out those big luxury places to the people and keep the small places for people like me, you know. I mean, my place compared to the place in Brooklyn is huge. I mean, you could ask DJ Lala, who came over before and came in and checked out my walk-in closet. I could actually stick a bed in there and call it a bedroom. And this is like the biggest apartment I've had in a while. Okay? I've even got very high ceilings. And I'm on the top floor, which makes no sense at all, but that's just how it is. You know, it's a lot cheaper than what I was spending before, but, you know, the neighborhood was being gentrified and we just couldn't afford it anymore. You know, they were like selling the building and saying, okay, well, we're selling the building and we're going to raise the rent. You want to pay $2,000 a month? I'm like, with what money am I going to pay $2,000 a month? So I was like, gotta go. Peace. I'm out. You know, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, no further ado, my boys from the UK, the Meanderthals, peace!
So, what should we talk about then?
I don't know. How do you just do 5 minutes? We normally ramble on for at least half an hour about nothing.
Shall we just talk about what we actually do on the podcast?
We could, but does it take 5 minutes to say you were having a breakdown and this has been 2.5 years of therapy for you?
Yep, fair comment. What else do we talk about?
Video games?
Bit niche.
Movies.
Oh, everyone talks about movies these days. There's more critics than there are actual films released.
Well, should we be rude then? You know, talk about people sucking our dicks with their arses?
Nah, we'll save that for the holiday special.
Yeah. A Merry Christmas. Well, what can we talk about then?
Politics? No, not again. We've done some things on health. We could talk about our lumpy testicles again.
Oh, can we not? My mum heard the last one and started trying to get me to compare my balls against my dad's. So brown, so hairy. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't think anyone listening to the Guru Warrior really wants to hear about your dad's brown balls. Not unless he was Robert De Niro. Is he Robert De Niro?
No. Not since the operation, anyway.
Oh, what about when we try to do puns?
Oh, you mean when you wrote a bunch of crap jokes and never told me about it, so I looked like an idiot?
Yeah. I'm funny. Oh, yeah, what about me doing comedy?
Well, I think the downloads for those episodes show nobody wants to hear about you trying to make someone laugh with anything other than your fun-sized penis.
How did you know about that?
Oh, just a well-educated guess.
Hmm. What about wrestling?
Oh, no thanks. Only in jelly.
No, I mean we could talk about wrestling.
Ah, well, again, a bit niche, even if it is in jelly.
We're going to talk about porn again, aren't we?
One could call it our common denominator.
Everyone touches themselves, except the Queen and Mike Pence.
Ah.
Come to think of it, have you ever seen those two in the same room?
What? Only once. But I can't talk about it due to many non-disclosure agreements and the threat of various things being inserted into me.
Just like being back at school. Ah, Mr. Cole, you opened my eyes. You opened a lot of things, actually.
Didn't you write that poem?
No.
I like to bleach my cat and eat potato!
Oh, we could talk about Stinky Bill.
No. The less people know about Stinky Bill, the better.
What about Brexit?
Fuck off! I know what we can talk about.
You mean the greatest topic there is?
It's fantabulous.
Splendiferous?
Hydramatic.
Systematic. Well, looks like that's our 5 minutes.
Quality content. Thanks to the Guru Warrior for being lazy and needing filler material. I mean, allowing us time to talk about... What did we talk about?
Who knows? Porn, probably.
We have been Hefty Cleft.
And Olaf Bath Time.
Find us on Podbean, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and most, you know, good podcast apps.
We are...
The Meanderthals.
The Meanderthals do not take responsibility for any rectal bleeding caused as a result of listening to this presentation. Suck it with your ass.
Welcome back, boys and girls. We're going to put a little bow on this. Going to give you something inspirational, and it's just going to come deep from the bottom of my heart, you know? Because that's where inspiration needs to come from. So here it is. Be happy you got that hour of sleep. That's extra. If you got up early and you got the kids up early, that's a good thing. Because today you were relaxed and you can stick those middle fingers up and say goodbye to the worst day of the week, Monday. But then, what if every day was called Monday and there was no Tuesdays or Wednesdays, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and every day was Monday? Then you'd have no days to hate and you would have no days to dread. Neither would you have any days off, and that would be fucked up because you'd be working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So there you go. Feel inspired yet? Are you smiling? I'm smiling. I thought that shit was funny. Anyway, thank you, the Meanderthals, as always, for taking the keys to my kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a podcaster and you are listening, do this. Send me anything, MP3, MP4, you can send me music, I don't care, send me anything, and I'll gladly share anything you have with my audience. I have an audience, I'm on like so many different platforms, I'm all over the world, people are listening to me in countries where they don't even speak English, and that is why I play music, so that at least if they don't understand what I'm saying, it can at least move their heads back and forth, right? Anyway, there you go. See, you gotta take shit and turn it into shinola all the time. All the time. So Monday's over. Wave your middle fingers goodbye. And I'll see you on Wednesday where we're gonna be whacking it all day. It's your girl, the Guru. Peace. And thanks for listening.
I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.